It's time to talk fishing. Thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Fishing on Gold Central Victoria.
Oh, it is a lovely time of the week. Thursday, 5:15. Jeff Kramer's on the phone this afternoon. How are you today, my friend?
Afternoon, Ali. Very well, thank you.
Yeah, good.
Beautiful day.
It's not bad, is it? And the weekend's shaping up to be pretty decent as well for anyone wanting to dangle a line. You've got some information on some things that fisheries are doing for recreational freshwater fishing to improve things in a general sense. They're going to be restocking quite a number of waterways, aren't they?
Yeah, look, there's always been a stocking program, and this last year they got to 6 million fish for the first time stocked in waters across Victoria. But over the next 4 years, they're planning to stock 34 million fish, which is massive.
Wow.
Now, that will include both trout and native fish. And by native fish, that's mostly going to be Murray cod and golden perch.
So
a number of those waters that they're going to improve, just let's say around between Bendigo and Kyneton, you've got Lauriston, Malmesbury and Upper Colobin. Back towards Maryborough, they're looking at Tullaroop and Hepburn, and then they've got Belfields in the Grampian. So a lot of those waters have been stocked with trout, but not with native fish previously, and that's going to be the big change. So a lot of money invested in recreational fishing.
And when exactly is the restocking to this degree expected to commence? Is it sort of from at some stage in 2019?
Yeah, from this year, the native fish are generally stocked in the warmer months. And then post-Easter, that's when the salmonid stockings or the trout stockings go on. So to enhance that, they're going to look at unpowered boat access for most of those waters I mentioned, better pedestrian access and potentially fishing platforms, etc. So no point having the fish in there if you can't get at them.
Sure. And look, it's good that the recreational fishing licence money is going back into the sport, so obviously it's great.
Yeah, look, some of the funding will come out of the trust fund, out of the licences, but a lot of the money will be new money out of the state budget. So the government obviously see it as a great investment opportunity, because recreational fishing is good socially as well as economically.
Yeah, that's wonderful news, Jeff. Now, something else that's happening is for the diehard fisho, brand new angling number plates coming out, apparently, yeah?
Yeah, I think you'd have to be diehard. Not sure whether I'll get a set myself or not, but, you know, I'm going fishing or whatever, or I'm a great fisherman. Stick it on your number plate. Now, they've got a bit of a survey going on, and you can go to vplates.com.au.
Vplates?
V for Vic. Yeah, .com.au. And complete a survey. With the survey, you put in which picture you like on the plate, and you can also put in your own comment on there, which you think would be a good little underline tag to say, you know, the fishing's great in Victoria or something like that.
Okay.
A set of these plates are worth $495, and you may win a set if they select your selected logo.
Oh, that's a nice incentive, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll put mine in. I'll see how I go.
Okay. Well, I'll look out for your vehicle next time you're in town and see how you went. Okay, so to the important business of the next few days, people out recreationally dangling a line, particularly the weekend. Jeff, where are we going to find some?
Look, it's really good because with the cooler nights, the trout are coming on the bite. They're on the bite in Lake Wendouree on lures, flies and bait. Moorabool and Newland reservoirs, some nice trout on lures. Usually early in the morning and late in the day, unless it's overcast. Cancurran, a little bit slow, but you can catch some big golden perch, and if you can find the redfin, you'll get a good feed. Now, the best fishing I've heard has been in the Murray River between Murrabit and Swan Hill for cod up to 1.2 metres on Bardi grubs and lures. So there's some really good fish up there.
Because
all those
fish
that we've heard about being caught, they all get put back in to be caught again.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Jeff. As always, some fantastic tips and some great news, not only about the stocking numbers going up so dramatically, but those new number plates for the anglers too. I might have to have a crack at that one myself.
Well, look, it's worthwhile having a look because I think the designs are great. I wasn't sure about it when the minister told me about it last year before the election, but having seen the mock-ups, I think, gee, I'm very tempted to buy a set, but hopefully I'll win a set.
All right, we'll wait and see. And that website again, V for Victoria, vplates.com.au.
Yes, yeah, and it's easy, very easy to follow.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for having a chat this afternoon. As always, I love you very much, Jeff Cramer, and thank you for your fishing tips.
Thanks, Alex. Bye.
See you. The fishing segment every Thursday afternoon about this time for Hartley's Hunting and Fishing.